USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas. Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party. On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
As a glimmer of hope emerges, while the United States enters the summer with some of the lowest COVID-19 case rates in months, the country could pass 600,000 deaths as early as this weekend. A new report says the Trump administration forced Apple for Congress members' metadata. Wendy King has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to find out more after a New York Times report revealed former President Trump's Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two members of that committee, as well as aides and family members, one of which was a minor. The Department of Justice was trying to find the leaks during the Russia investigation. Adam Schiff is calling for an inspector general to investigate. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the news about the politicization of the Trump administration Justice Department is harrowing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
According to a recent Bankrate survey, 64% of millennials aged 25 to 40 are facing regrets after buying a home, compared with 33% of baby boomers aged 57 to 75. The survey found that the older the buyer, the less likely they were to have homebuyer regret. One factor that may explain this divide is desperation. Younger homebuyers are more likely to rush into a purchase, which can lead them to settle for properties that might not be to their liking. Prices are going up and buying power is going down. More from USA's John Clemens.
The consumer price index rose 5% in the year leading into May, marking the largest increase since August 2008. Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial tells us this means Americans are buying less with more dollars.
Well, economists look for a rise in the consumer price index, which means the things that are required for us to live are on the rise. The prices are going up. And in a very simple sense, it means the purchasing power of the dollar is going down.
Economists point to the 7% increase between April to May for the prices for used cars and trucks that made up one-third for the increase in the consumer price index. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Kamala Harris will highlight the Biden administration's efforts to expand child care and relieve the financial pressures of parenthood during a visit to a child care center Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.